This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Well, we've got them for you straight from your computer to our hot little hands and brains. And we got some hot brains here on the Bryant Park Project, let me tell you. It's time for the BPP staff picks from the most emailed, read, blogged, generally ogled. Ogled or ogled? Ogled?
Ogled.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for helping me out. I appreciate that. I mean, Rachel's
mic's
off. You guys have apparently taken a vow of silence. Great.
Hey, that's
good radio.
My story.
Excellent radio.
Vow of silence.
We call... Oh, sorry. What a segue. We call this segment the most. All right. Trish McKitty, editor extraordinaire from the nerve center there of the Bryant Park Project. What do you have for us?
I have some nerve. I have the most emailed story at the BBC. This is breaking news. Oh, no, sorry. Breaking wind news.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey-o. All right. So...
Break like the wind.
This is a story about a social club in England that has banned a 77-year-old member from breaking wind while indoors at the club. They name him in the article. I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going there. But anyway, this guy got a letter from fellow members of the club that said, quote, "After several complaints regarding your continual breaking of wind," and then in parentheses they write farting, "while in the club, would you please consider that your actions are considered disgusting to fellow members and visitors?" He apparently, is fine with it. He goes outside now when he has something to do. But this is my favorite part. He was surprised to get this letter. He says, "I am a loud farter, but there is no smell."
Oh, the Kreiselberg defense of 74. I know that one.
Or what I like to think of it is, here's a guy who actually believes his bleep don't stink.
Yeah. You know what I really don't like about this article is, I am not 77.
That's just Dan, you want to follow up after that?
Yeah, sure, I guess. We got a most emailed from December 5th on Yahoo News. Cops say more evidence that young folks out there will do anything in spite of people's best efforts to get a buzz. More kids out there are smoking toad venom to get high. Now, we've probably heard of toad licking.
Mm-hmm.
That isn't such a new phenomenon. Well, they're taking it another step further. Basically, when you frighten or when you get a toad angry or scared, it will secrete venom, which contains a hallucinogen that can be dried and smoked to produce a buzz.
So there's all these, like, sort of fried teenagers running around to little toads going, boo!
Yeah.
And then grabbing them
Basically.
And scraping the venom off.
Like, that's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
What happened to drinking hairspray like we used to do when I was a kid?
But there's actually a classic NPR piece that we're going to post to the blog from an NPR person whose dog got addicted to licking toads, and she did a great piece about it.
I'm not encouraging this, but is it any particular kind of toad?
I don't see indication of that.
Okay.
I'll look into that.
All right, you do that.
All right.
MJ, what do you have?
Well, you guys may remember that Miss Puerto Rico Universe was claiming that she had been pepper sprayed and sabotaged during the preliminary and final rounds of the competition. And investigators didn't think that she was telling the truth because they couldn't find evidence of pepper spray on her gown. But she has come out to say that she's willing to take a polygraph.
Where's this the most at, MJ?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Well,
this
okay.
is the most on MSNBC because she did an interview with on the Today Show.
Mm, okay.
Sorry about that.
So they're going to give her a polygraph.
No one's asking her to take one, but she's on a PR campaign saying, "I will take a polygraph."
A Puerto Rico PR campaign.
Right.
Never mind. Hey, one of the most viewed from the Wall Street Journal. Here is the title, "Trappist Command, Thou Shalt Not Buy Too Much of Our Beer." These Trappist monks in Belgium have taken vows against riches, sex, eating red meat. They only speak when necessary, but they find time to make some pretty good beer, apparently. They've been making it since 1839. There's 26 monks at this particular monastery, and they're doing their best to keep the business small. You have to make an appointment to get the beer. There's a limit to 24 bottle cases a month, but of course, scarcity breeds desire for the beer, so they're having to fend off various beer websites and people who want to help them distribute more beer. They're saying no, no, no.
And Chimay, being Matt Martinez, our supervising senior producer's favorite Trappist monk created beer, he came up with maybe the one of the greatest descriptions for when you have a little too much Chimay. You got Chimayed. Which we love because it integrates chagrin and dismay. I'm totally shamed.
Is that a portmanteau?
I was, you know, I was kind of struggling to, in my mind, think if that was a portmanteau on the fly, and I decided it was.
Well, that's Pescalator.
Yeah, exactly. The real expert. That, I think, is the most. Am I correct?
That does it.
Thank you, Dan, MJ,
thanks,
Trish.
Will you send Laura Conaway, our web editor, in here?
Please.